Welcome to Stork Science World, the podcast that breaks down the latest scientific research in a way that's accessible and engaging. I'm Jamie, and this podcast is produced by Stork, a research productivity software designed to help scientists and researchers work more efficiently.
And I'm Alex. Today, we're diving into some fascinating new research about atherosclerosis. You know, the buildup of plaque in your arteries that can lead to heart attacks and strokes. This study has some really interesting findings about inflammation and a potential new treatment approach.
That's right, Alex. The paper we're discussing today was published in the journal Immunity in March 2025. It's titled, "A Cis Regulatory Element Controls Expression of Histone Deacetylase 9 to Fine-Tune Inflammasome-Dependent Chronic Inflammation in Atherosclerosis." Quite a mouthful, but we'll break it down.
Before we dive in, let's remind our listeners why atherosclerosis matters. It's the leading cause of death and disability worldwide. Those plaques that build up in your arteries can eventually rupture, causing heart attacks and strokes. So finding new ways to treat it is incredibly important.
Absolutely. And what makes this study particularly interesting is that it looks at a genetic risk factor for atherosclerosis. There's a gene called HDAC9. Histone deacetylase 9, that's been identified as a major risk factor for cardiovascular disease through genome-wide association studies.
Right, and what's cool about this study is that they didn't just identify the gene, they figured out how it actually contributes to atherosclerosis at the molecular level. It turns out that HDAC9 plays a role in something called the inflammasome.
Let's pause there for a second. What exactly is an inflammasome, Alex? I think our listeners might appreciate a quick explanation.
Great point. So, an inflammasome is essentially a protein complex that forms inside cells as part of the immune response. When activated, it triggers the release of pro-inflammatory cytokines like IL-1 beta and IL-18, which help fight infections. But when this process goes into overdrive, it can cause chronic inflammation and tissue damage.
And that's exactly what happens in atherosclerosis, chronic inflammation in the blood vessel walls. So what these researchers found is that HDAC9 actually binds to and regulates a specific type of inflammasome called NLRP3.
That's the key insight. They discovered that HDAC9 physically interacts with NLRP3 and removes acetyl groups from it. That's what deacetylases do. They remove acetyl groups from proteins. And this deacetylation actually activates the inflammasome, leading to more inflammation.
What I found fascinating is how they connected this to genetics. The risk variants for atherosclerosis aren't in the gene itself, but in what's called a cis regulatory element, or CRE, near the gene. This CRE controls how much HDAC9 is produced, especially in myeloid cells, which are a type of immune cell.
Right. And to test this, they created mice lacking this regulatory element, which caused them to overexpress HDAC9 specifically in myeloid cells. And guess what happened? These mice developed worse atherosclerosis with larger plaques and more inflammation.
They also did the reverse experiment, deleting HDAC9 specifically in myeloid cells, which reduced atherosclerosis and made the plaques more stable. This is important because unstable plaques are more likely to rupture and cause heart attacks or strokes.
What I love about this study is that they didn't stop at just understanding the mechanism. They actually developed a potential treatment approach. They used a drug called TMP-195, which inhibits HDAC9, and packaged it into these tiny nanoparticles that specifically target myeloid cells.
And when they treated mice with established atherosclerosis with these nanoparticles, they saw that the plaques became more stable, with smaller necrotic cores and more collagen. That's exactly what you want to prevent plaque rupture.
They also looked at human atherosclerotic plaques from patients who had undergone carotid endarterectomy. That's a surgery to remove plaque from the carotid artery. And they found that higher HDAC9 expression was associated with features of plaque instability and with symptomatic plaques that had caused strokes.
And to bring it full circle, they isolated monocytes, which are a type of myeloid cell, from patients with advanced atherosclerosis and treated them with TMP-195. This reduced inflammasome activation and the release of inflammatory cytokines, confirming that the mechanism they identified in mice also applies to human cells.
So, to sum up, this study shows that HDAC9, which is regulated by this cis regulatory element, acts as a kind of molecular switch in myeloid cells. It controls the activation of the NLRP3 inflammasome, which in turn drives chronic inflammation in atherosclerosis.
And most importantly, they've shown that targeting HDAC9 with a specific inhibitor delivered to myeloid cells can stabilize atherosclerotic plaques, potentially reducing the risk of heart attacks and strokes. This could lead to a whole new class of treatments for atherosclerosis.
Absolutely. And what's particularly elegant about this approach is that it's more targeted than current anti-inflammatory treatments. For example, the CANTOS trial showed that blocking IL-1 beta reduces cardiovascular events, but it also increased the risk of serious infections.
Right, because IL-1 beta is important for fighting infections. But since HDAC9 specifically interacts with NLRP3 and not other inflammasome sensors involved in pathogen recognition, targeting it might provide a more selective approach with fewer side effects.
I think that's what makes this study so exciting. It's not just about understanding a basic mechanism, but about translating that understanding into a potential new therapy that addresses some of the limitations of current approaches.
Well, that wraps up our discussion of this fascinating study. Thanks for joining us on Stork Science World. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. And remember, Stork is here to help researchers navigate the complex world of scientific literature and boost your productivity. Until next time.